Stocks have actually held up relatively well considering all the hawkish speak from the Fed chair on Wednesday. Currency markets, on the other hand, have been more stressed, with the US dollar accelerating to the top side on the back of what is becoming a very clear yield differential advantage. We think this is where things will get more interesting going forward, as many central banks are not ready to address rising inflationary pressures, while some are. The difference being that those central banks keeping pace with the Fed will have currencies that hold up better on a relative basis. Those currencies with central banks holding to accommodative biases are likely to be a lot more vulnerable going forward. Clearly, the euro is an example of having a central bank that is not ready to make policy adjustments in response to rising inflation, and we're seeing the euro at its lowest levels since June of 2020 as a consequence. It will be worth keeping an eye on stocks today to see if they continue to hold up into this dip. It doesn't feel like they have a whole lot going for them, and we suspect offers will continue to emerge into rallies. As far as data goes, we get U.S. initial jobless claims, durable goods, GDP, and pending home sales. That's all for now.